This is Indio Radio. You're listening to That MMA Show.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of That MMA Show here on Indio Radio. I am your host, Jeremy Johnson. And guys, it's been an interesting week here in mixed martial arts. We got some very interesting news last night that War Machine has been caught. If you do not know the story of what's going on, John Coppenhaver from The Ultimate Fighter, the UFC, and Bellator has been captured. He was on the run after an altercation with his porn star girlfriend, Christy Mack. We talked about it last week. It's been a weird situation. We'll kind of break all that down and what happened and talk about timelines and things. But, I mean, my God, Dog the Bounty Hunter got involved. So, you know, weird situation. But, you know, it is what it is. So, but this show is basically about mixed martial arts and not about crazy TMZ stories. But you know what? Every great once in a while, you need a TMZ story. So, all right, guys. Also, today we are breaking down UFC Fight Night 47, which is going to go down tonight. And that is Ryan Bader taking on Owen St. Peru, which is the most interesting main event. I mean, kind of reaching here, but it's in Bangor, Maine. So, I mean, what do you expect? You know, not a lot going on up in Maine. But there are some interesting fights we're looking forward to. We will talk about that. Also, the Tough 20 season has finished filming, and we have seen tweets now flying out from Tisha Torres and, you know, the little bulldog Felice Herrig. So it's all done and over. They're going to be hitting Instagram and Twitter again. So it will be interesting to see. I cannot wait for that season to start, and we will talk a little bit about that today also. You know, a whole lot of information going on. Also, we are going to talk about one of our favorite guests. I went out to their gym this week, and our buddy Chris Heatherly, we have interviewed him several times, rising star, fights in RFA. Well, now he has gotten the call to the UFC, and it's real interesting because, I mean, they are putting in a real tough guy against him in Ben Saunders. So originally we were actually supposed to have Ben Saunders on to talk about Titan Fighting Championships, and next thing you know, boom, he's headed to the UFC, and he's facing a Midwestern boy in Chris Heatherly. So that will be an interesting one. We are going to talk to Chris today. We actually stopped by their gym out in the outskirts of St. Louis, Missouri, and we also talked to his coach and former UFC and Bodog competitor, Steve Berger. So we will talk to them about Chris Heatherly today. It was a good interview. Looking forward to it. I think that you will enjoy it. So, but you know what, guys? I got to talk about this War Machine thing. So we are going to drop all of that here real quick because it's time to get started. Because you know what? We bring it to you every week right here on Indio Radio. And you know what? Follow us on Twitter. At That MMA Show. Find us on Facebook, facebook.com/That MMA Show, because today, I mean, we're bringing it all, our favorite segments, the week that was, our Twitter shoutouts, of course, our calendar of events. It's all going to go down today, so stick with us right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane.
Start it up.
Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
And we are back here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Now, like I said, guys, we are talking about some interesting things. It's kind of a TMZ story-ish, but you know, it really has been huge in the world of mixed martial arts. And that is the whole Christy Mack / War Machine John Coppenhaver big thing that went down. Apparently, to kind of break it all down, War Machine went to Christy Mack's house to talk to her. He's claiming he had an engagement ring. I mean, weird stuff, because she said that they broke up a couple months ago. Just weird, weird stuff. But, I mean, if you've ever watched the Ultimate Fighter with War Machine on it, he was on the show with, I believe, Matt Hughes and Matt Serra. So I think that was like Tough 7. He was a late replacement for an injury. So, but that is how he got his start in the UFC. Very, very interesting guy. I've actually talked to him a couple of times on the phone. Never could get him to come on the show, though. He was kind of gun-shy about it. So, but anyway, apparently he caught Christy with another guy and apparently beat the living hell out of all of them. Christy Mack tweeted out some photos of her in the hospital. I mean, broken orbital bones, broken teeth, broken ribs. It was just horrible, horrible. So, from that time on, Coppenhaver has been on the run, and he has been tweeting out every great once in a while, which is kind of silly because, you know, if you know anything about anything, you can know that tweets can be tracked. So basically, Copenhaver, who is 32 years old, was taken into custody without incident by the Simi Valley Police Department and the U.S. Marshals Service, which basically they pinpointed his location. And apparently they found him with a little bit of cash and some pizza, which surprises me. If you've seen Copenhaver's body, I can't see him eating pizza. But he was sought by the Vegas police in connection with a brutal assault this past Friday of former girlfriend porn star Christy Mack. He's denied any wrongdoing on his official Twitter account and has said that he was trying to surprise Mack with an engagement ring. Now, basically, he has been arrested to the marshal's office. They're going to go through extradition. They're going to try to send him back now to Clark County, which is in Nevada. This whole thing could take 90 days. It's a weird story. I mean, it was so weird, guys, that Dog the Bounty Hunter started tweeting to him that I'm going to get you. And apparently Dog got all the way to, like, San Diego and was on the trail before they found him, which is, I mean, that's kind of crazy. You know, you kind of know you've made it if Dog the Bounty Hunter's out to trade you after you. So, you know, but it's just been a real weird story. And everybody has been talking about this in both the mixed martial arts world, the regular sports world. And, I mean, like I said, this is a nightly thing on TMZ. So, you know, it has been all over about this. If you have not seen the photos of Christy Mack, you need to go check them out. I believe they're still out on TMZ. So it's just, it's a horrible, horrible situation. I mean, no one should do that to anybody, let alone, I mean, a professional fighter. He was dropped from Bellator as soon as this came out. I mean, Scott Coker, you know, done and over with, which, you know, most definitely we can see him doing that. That's the way it should be. It's just, it's just so bizarre. But if you, like I said, go back and watch Tough 7 on Fight Pass and you'll see how weird Copenhaver got. And I mean, to the point, guys, that I talked to him once and he told me that, yeah, I can come on the show, but somebody hacked my Twitter account and I punched myself in the face and now I can't talk right. That was one of his excuses to me. So, I mean, just really, really strange stuff. So, anyway, guys, all right, stick with us because we are going to do an interview that I did a couple of days ago with a UFC newcomer who's going to be facing Ben Saunders at an upcoming UFC fight night, and that is Chris Heatherly. We will also interviewed his coach, Steve Berger, at the same time. So they'll both be on with us here just a bit. So stick with us. They're up next right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane. It's starting up, just turn it on. Get ready. You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio. Back at it here on Indio Radio. Remember, guys, follow us on Twitter. I mean, we do a whole lot of business on Twitter, at That MMA Show, on Instagram at That MMA Show. We're even on Vine at That MMA Show. I mean, I got the market cornered right there, guys. You know what? It is social media all over the place. Or on Facebook, of course. We still have those crazy old Facebook accounts at facebook.com/That MMA Show. So follow us now, guys. All right, this week I went out and I talked to the newest UFC signee in Chris Heatherly. So this is my interview that I had with him and his coach, former UFC and Bodog fighter Steve Berger. So check it out. Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show, and I am here with Chris Heatherly. That's right, Stump has got the call. He is going to the big leagues, into the UFC. We've all seen him fight, you know, around the RFA and done a whole bunch of other stuff. But Chris, how you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
You know what, Chris? You have fought in RFA. You've been around. What is it like now to get the call to fight in the UFC?
It's awesome to finally get a chance to fight for the greatest promotion in the world. You know, all the top level guys. You know, it's been a dream since I started MMA. You know, now the dream's come true. But I'm not happy with just getting signed. You know, I'm looking to go in and make a statement and you know, get thrown right in there with some of the best welterweights in the world.
So then now let's talk about your last fight in RFA. You know, of course, there was a bit of controversy. We made it all over Twitter. Talk about how that is and how are you feeling now?
Oh, I feel great. You know, the last RFA fight in Colorado with Kavan, you know, I thought the first round was fairly boring, you know, just controlled the whole time. First time fighting at altitude, and, you know, it took its toll in the second round. But, you know, I'm a fighter. This is what the sport's about. I fought through, you know, dealing with the altitude, came out, landed some big punches, and, you know, secured a submission victory.
So now, with this coming into the UFC, what is it like that your first fight out is going to be somebody with such a name from Bellator, from the Ultimate Fighter in Ben Saunders?
to me, it's awesome. You know, who else gets a chance to come in and knock off a big-name guy like Ben Saunders? He's been around a long time. He's a tough dude. You know, in my opinion, he's had his time. It's my time. I'm going to come out. I'm going to press the pace just like I do in every other fight. He's just another guy standing across the cage, standing in the way of my dreams. So I'm excited to be able to fight a guy like Ben Saunders.
Now, also with me is I have UFC and Bodog vet Steve Berger, who is a coach of Stumps here. Now, for you as a coach, what is it like to have your first fighter coming out in the UFC to take on somebody like Ben Saunders?
You know, it's one of those things where I'm excited about it. Chris has all the tools to beat Ben. Ben's a tough guy, don't get me wrong, but Chris is a tougher guy. Mark my words.
Now, for both of you then, we are seeing that Ben Saunders is coming off a possible fight in Titan where he was going to take on a couple of fighters, including Pele, and then it was Mike Ricci, and then this deal came along. So what has that been to you guys? How has that felt that, you know, it seemed like a short-notice fight for Stump, but then now it's also basically a short-notice fight for Ben, too. So as a coach, how do you deal with something like that?
As far as, I think Chris touched on it earlier, he's a fighter. So, you know, bottom line, this is a business that he's in, and sometimes you may get a month or months to prepare for a fight. Sometimes you may be told, hey, you're working in a couple weeks. You know, either way, a fighter fights.
And Chris, same question to you then. How does it feel to take this on such notice, but not also having, you know, the fact that Ben basically is taking the same almost amount of time?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, no matter, you know, what kind of notice you get, you're always expected to come in prepared, ready for a 3- or 5-round fight. Yeah, he's been training for a 5-round fight, and you know, I appreciate that he's been putting in the work for that. I just came off a fight that, you know, I had a 10-week camp for that fight. I didn't take any injuries in the Kavan fight. So basically, I just chained together, you know, a 10-week camp with another 2 weeks to prepare. So I feel like I just put in a 12-week camp with one real tough day of sparring. So it's, you know, for me, I feel like I'm right in shape and ready to get in with him.
So now, how has training camp been, Chris? Tell me a little bit about what your day-to-day life is like in training camp.
Well, obviously, you know, for the 10 weeks that we train for Kavan, we train for a guy that just likes to come straight out, and he looks for takedowns, he just throws big punches. So, you know, once we got that out of the way, these next couple weeks, we're going to prepare for a grinder, you know, a guy that comes straight forward, he's not scared to, you know, to bang, and he likes being in the clinch. You know, we just do what we usually do, prepare for a fight. I mean, this is something that I love to do, I love to fight, so regardless of, you know, who I'm fighting, what their, you know, expertise is in whatever martial arts, I'm just glad to come out and bang with him. You know, I feel like I'm a well-rounded fighter. If we got to stay on our feet for 3 rounds or if we got to be on the ground for, you know, for 3 rounds, I'm happy with that.
So, Chris, what do you think that you bring now to the UFC's welterweight division?
A guy that's 5'8", that's not jacked like all the rest of them. I mean, you know, I get, you know, beat on all the time for being a undersized welterweight. You know, I'm a natural guy. No, you know, never used any performance enhancing anything. No, you know, none of that. I lift weights. I train like I'm supposed to train. You know, everyone that's 6 foot and taller, when I put them on their back, they're the same size as me. You know, I'm right there in the strength department with all these guys. You know, regardless if we're racking up weights on a squat rack or if we're, you know, who's got the, you know, bigger grappler strength, I'm right there with all these 170-pounders.
All right, guys, stick with us because we have more of this interview. So follow us on Twitter at @ThatMMAShow or on Facebook, facebook.com/ThatMMAShow. But coming right up, more with Chris Heatherly right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane. Start it up, just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
And we're back here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show, and we are talking to Chris Stump Heatherly, new UFC signee, and also his coach, Steve Berger, from Berger's Fit or Fight Mixed Martial Arts. And this is the second half of the interview that we did. Check it out.
So, Steve, same question. As a coach, you know, it has to be interesting to try to go find training partners for somebody. You know, Ben Saunders is a pretty tall guy. How do you go about that to set up the camp for him?
You know, obviously, with like we just touched on, it's been about a week and a half to set it up. And, you know, like I was saying, Chris is a fighter. He fights anybody. We have Jake Collier who's come up. We have a couple other guys who've come up to help out Chris. And then, I have some tall guys as well who are solid jiu-jitsu players and good stand-up fighters. But, you know, Chris, Chris, he adapts, and I'm one of the guys who gave him trouble about fighting at 170, you know, but truth be told, when he first came up to me, I was catching him 3-4 times in a 5-minute roll, and now he's beating me, you know, so, I mean, he's done what he needs to do, and I'm ready for him to showcase it on the big level.
So then, Chris, give everybody a preview, not giving away any game secrets, but give everybody a preview of what they're going to see come UFC Fight Night.
Well, if I told you I had a game plan, I'd be lying to you, you know, really, honestly. I don't go into any fights with any game plans. Obviously, we go through a lot of situational stuff. I'm just coming out there to do what I love to do, put on a show for the fans, welcome the UFC, welcome myself to the UFC, you know, with a exciting performance. Obviously, if I got to stand and try to knock out Ben Saunders because I can't take him down, I'm okay with that. If I take him down and can grind him out, I'm fine with that. I feel like that we've brought in enough sparring partners, enough guys to get a good look. I mean, right now we got some of the best guys in St. Louis in my camp. I mean, it's just crazy how much love St. Louis has shown since they found out just a week ago I got the call. So, you know, the UFC, they're not going to be disappointed that they just signed a 5'8" welterweight that's not jacked out of his mind and look like a typical fighter. So I think that once I get out there and show my skills, all the people that are, you know, the ifs, ands, or buts are going to realize that, hey, this guy's legit, this guy's the real deal.
So now let's talk real quick. Where were you at, and what was it like whenever you first got that call? And who did you get the call from? Joe Silva? Was it from Sean Shelby? Who'd you talk to?
Well, the good thing is I have a really good manager, so I don't deal with anything besides fighting. He takes care of every phone call, every, you know, sponsorship opportunity, every even getting my shorts together, he takes care of. Honestly, I had just came off a fight. I was on vacation in Florida with the family. I get a call from my manager, you know, hey, what are you doing? I said, you know, honestly? He said, yeah. I said, I'm sitting in a hotel room, you know, getting ready to bite into a gyro. And he said, no, you're not. You know, we got the call. You're going to be fighting in a few weeks. And I said, what, for RFA? I said, I just came off a fight. He said, no, son, the UFC. I said, well, I guess I better put this gyro down. He said, yeah, and can you run or something? So, you know, I've been about Wednesday of last week, I went right into the running, right into training in Florida. So I got a lot of, you know, good work in where it was hot and in the sand, a lot of good sprints. So, you know, it was just amazing. I tried to keep it, you know, obviously you can't say anything once you're first notified. So I tried to keep it, you know, wrapped in a blanket and you know, not bugging the family vacation. But once we got back, everything blew up, and it's been kind of hectic ever since.
Well, that is pretty darn cool. And, I mean, if you're going to do it, you know, that's definitely the way to do it. You're with your family. So I got to ask, did you at least tell the family while you were there?
The only person that found out was my wife. And, you know, obviously I'm ready to pick up the phone and dial everybody that, you know, has helped me get to this point. You know, she took my phone and said, we'll take care of this when the time comes. Let's enjoy the family time. Which was okay with me, and like I said, come Monday, once the UFC put out the presser that I had got signed, all week my phone's been blowing up, and you know, I've been able to talk to everybody that's you know, got me here, from my you know, Little League wrestling coach all the way up to my coaches now. So it's an exciting moment, but like I said, to me, it's not done. You know, I got to go out there. I'm not in the UFC yet. I got to go out and get a victory, and then I'll be in the UFC.
So then, Steve, now, what is it like coming from the UFC background, from Bodog fights? Because, yes, I remember Bodog. I've been around the sport that long, too. Now, what is it like to have a UFC vet or a UFC person now in the gym? I know that you have quite a few guys here. I mean, I just looked at your room. I've seen RFA guys, and, I mean, they're all over there. So what is it like now to have a UFC guy in the house?
It's great. It's great. You know, I knew from the get-go that he had all the tools to go as far as he wanted to go, and he's not my only guy that's like that. I've got a few other ones that I expect to get the calls pretty soon, too. But, you know, it's a great feeling, and don't forget, Pat Healy was my guy. I took him to the UFC first, and then the...
I do remember that.
So, but yeah, you know, Chris, amazing fighter, and we've been waiting for him to have a venue to showcase all these skills. We've gotten some good feedback from the RFA and stuff, and obviously now the big show itself is interested in him. So we're excited.
Awesome. All right, Chris, how can everybody find you on social media?
They can hit me up on Twitter at @get_stumped185.
Awesome. Now, Steve, How can they find out more information about Stump if they're looking for it out there from you?
You can go to fitterfight.com as well and check out our site and stop by and watch Stump train.
All right, guys. Chris Heatherly, thank you so much. Steve Berger, thank you so much. We really appreciate you having me today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, guys, we'll be right back with more Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane. It's starting up. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
And we're back here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Big thanks to Chris Heatherly and to Steve Berger for that interview. Always a fun interview to do. Guy is a good salt of the earth kind of guy. Trains hard, grinds it out, man. It'll be interesting to see his fight against Ben Saunders. I'm really looking forward to that one. I think that'll be a whole lot of fun. So, but we are talking about the big UFC Fight Night 47 that is going to go down tonight on Fox Sports 1, the main card, and the preliminary card will be on Fox Sports 2. And you know what, guys? I mean, I know that I've been talking that the main event is Ryan Bader taking on Ovince St. Preux, which is, I mean, wow, really? But now, if you look at the rest of the card, the rest of the card is actually really good. And I'm not saying that the main event is bad. I'm just saying that it's not a main event in the least. I would actually take the co-main event of Gray Maynard taking on Ross Pearson at 155. Now, that to me looks like that is main event material, at least on a fight night card. The other one I'd like to see here is the return of Tim the Barbarian Bosch taking on Brad Tavares. Now, everybody last night made weight. No issues whatsoever. Also on the main event card, Sean Jordan taking on Jack May. That'll be a good heavyweight battle. Jordan came in at 260. Jack May came in at 247. Now, the one that I find fun that is going to be on the Fox Sports 2 card is going to be Sarah McMahon taking on Lauren Murphy. Now, I've actually interviewed Murphy on a couple of occasions. She's a great girl. I was actually there when her husband asked her to marry her. It was quite a cute thing at that Invicta press conference once. It was quite interesting. So, but anyway, Sarah McMahon will be taking her now. Sarah McMahon has had some interesting things to say this week about her fight with Ronda Rousey, that she wants a rematch. So she is going to be out there looking to definitively do some damage and do some work in order to work up to that rematch with Ronda Rousey. She just doesn't seem to think that, I guess, she was ready, and so now I guess she does. So, but anyway, should be interesting. Now, the one that I find fun here is going to be Smiling Sam Alvey taking on Tom Kong Watson. Now, Sam Alvey is the current middleweight champ of MFC. Now, see, UFC's pulling a lot of guys from these regional promotions. You know, Chris Heatherly out of RFA, now Sam Alvey out of MFC. Should be a heck of a fight. Now, I have seen Smiling Sam Alvey fight personally. Actually stayed in the same hotel room one, or not hotel room, same hotel one night. His mom is interesting. She's a hoot and a holler, boy. She screams in the hallways after he won. It was funny. I mean, he smiles and she yells a lot, so yeah, gotta love it. But anyway, taking on vet Tom Kong Watson, that will be a whole lot of fun. And then opening up the night will be Frankie Saez taking on Nolman Tickman. So, you know what? Good night of fights all the way around, other than, you know, like I said, I mean, the main event's a midpoint of a main card. I could see that. But you know what, guys? I have been wrong before calling these kind of things, so I'm looking forward to it. It's always good to have UFC action tonight, so, you know, catch it if you can. If you've got UFC, or if you've got Fox Sports 1, you need to be getting on some UFC action, because you know what? It's good. So also tonight, if you are over in in Ireland, the Cage Warrior 70 is going to go down tonight too. So a lot of big action tonight all over. And you know, that's the interesting thing about mixed martial arts, man, is you can find it all over the world at any point in time. You click on something anywhere on the internet, you can find a live fight darn near anywhere. And it's awesome, especially for guys like me, because this is all I do, guys. I don't do baseball. I don't really do football. I like MMA, and that's really about it. So, all right, guys, remember, go follow us on Twitter at That MMA Show, because we are going to be, you know, tweeting out some cool stuff. And I actually tweeted out a photo that I took of Stump training the other night. A lot of fun. So, all right, guys, stick with us, because we are going to bring you our favorite segments, the week that was, our Twitter shout-outs, and, of course, our calendar of events. So stick with us right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane. It's starting up. Just turn it on. Get ready to move.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
And we're back here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show, and it is time for our favorite segments, the week that was, our Twitter shoutouts, and of course, our calendar of events. Because you know what, guys? That's what we do every week. You got to do that in the radio business. You got to have your standards every week, and this is my favorite standard. So with that, I bring you the week that was, and we are starting off with some interesting news. Of course, the big news that came out this week is that Jon Jones is injured, and it puts off their fight against Daniel Cormier. And I mean, this has just been so much smack talk going back and forth. And you know, there was, of course, the big shoving match at the casino during press week, and then the whole leaked quote unquote tape. I'm doing air quotes here in the studio right now because of that. The whole leaked message about Jon Jones calling Daniel Cormier out and then just looking like a colossal jerk, and then Cormier, you know, just back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. So then what happens? Jon Jones gets hurt, and so now he's got to get his knee fixed, and it's going to be 3 more months. So we're looking at 2015 now before we will see Daniel Cormier taking on Jon Jones. And so now, basically, Cormier has said he also needs some type of knee surgery, but he is holding off and going the whole Kobe Bryant natural way to see if it's going to go down. So it's crazy. I'm dying to see this fight, and they just keep pushing it off on me. So up next, UFC 178 adds Donald, Cowboy Cerrone, and Bobby Green, and also James Krause taking on Jorge Masvidal. Let me tell you, I'm stoked to see Cowboy Cerrone anytime he jumps in the cage because that dude is killer. The thing that I like about Cowboy is that he is a no bones about it kind of guy. He's like, you know what? I like to spend money. I don't know how to save it, so I fight a lot and try to finish so I can get more money to do crazy stuff. Because let me tell you, Cowboy does some crazy stuff, from being like wakeboarding to just any other kind of weird stuff like that. So, you know, gotta love him. I mean, hey, it happens. Everybody's got a hobby, you know. So you gotta have a hobby. Gotta have it. So, all right, now we are going to talk about a little bit this one that the. It's a weird thing for guys who win the KO of the night bonuses and stuff like that. And Sean Jordan, he had that. He came out this week and he talked about it, that it's something to be celebrated. But the $50,000 awards are basically handed out to fighters who, you know, have exceptional performance. Unfortunately for heavyweight Sean Jordan, one of the rewards was a result of his downfall. Jordan, a former LSU football player who was part of the two-time national championship teams and still resides in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. That's a hard one to say. Received a $50,000 knockout of the night bonus for his 59-second knockout of Pat Barry. Since then, Jordan has run into the first losing streak of his career and suffered losses to Matt Mitrione and Gabriel Gonzaga. Now, it's weird, man. We've heard this through a couple other people, that they hit the fight of the night bonus, and the next thing you know, they just fight like hell. And so, you know, is it a curse? Who knows? It's interesting. So, and finally, Alexander Gustafsson is not happy, guys. Alexander Gustafsson is going to continue to criticize and hang off for a rematch with Jon Jones / Daniel Cormier. So Gustafsson has decided now that he is not going to fight until there is a winner, even though Anthony Rumble Johnson said, dude, I'll fight him anywhere, anytime. Let's make it happen. So Gustafsson is basically hanging out. He fought, and I mean, everybody says he beat him. If you look at the tapes, the numbers, and everything like that, I mean, it was dead on close. It was a takedown away. So Alexander Gustafsson not happy and going to wait it out. So that is going to do it for our week that was. And now we are moving to our Twitter shout-out of the week. And our Twitter shout-out was our guest earlier, Chris Stump Heatherly, who is going to be making his UFC debut coming up against Ben Saunders. And you can find him at @get_stumped185, because believe it or not, that little dude used to fight at 185. Hell, he used to fight at heavyweight. I mean, that's the whole thing about Chris. He has moved up and down the weight classes and just continues to win everywhere he goes. So go check him out. Chris Heatherly, you are our Twitter shout out of the week. And finally, it moves us to our calendar of events. And of course, tonight we have, you know, UFC Fight Night 47, Bader versus St. Peru. Check out the prelims, guys. I'm telling you, the prelims on Fox 2 look awesome. And then also tonight, Cage Warrior 70 coming at us from Dublin, Ireland. Now, looking forward to this one, 8/22. That is going to be Titan Fighting Championships. This poor card has went through more changes. And, I mean, I've literally tried to get Jeff Aronson on a couple of times, and we just couldn't do it due to scheduling conflicts and then due to the schedules of the actual fights changing. But now we're looking at Mike Ricci taking on George Santoropoulos. That is going to be on CBS Sports Network and CBSSports.com. Then also that night, RFA 17, Dakota Cochran taking on a very tough opponent, and that will be in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And then 8/23 will be UFC Fight Night 48, Bisbing versus Kung Lee, and that's going to be in Macau. That will be a Fight Pass one, guys, so, you know, stay up late because everybody loves some Fight Pass. So, and, you know, just tons more coming up. Legacy Fighting Championships, Hall versus Sousa, that's going to go down in Tunica, Mississippi. I may have to go down for that one. That'd be fun. Everybody loves a good trip to Tunica. And then, of course, September 6th, Invicta FC 8 is going to go down in Kansas City, Missouri. And it will also be on Fight Pass. So, guys, there's a whole lot of MMA out there to see, man. And, I mean, it's just all over. Go check out a local show. Go check out a regional show. You know what? Even today, I am heading off to the Battles at the Beach in a little town in Illinois right across the river from St. Louis. And, I mean, literally, the fight start at like 1 o'clock, and it's at like a county fair. But you know what? These kids out there are putting their lives on the line to do it. So, you know what? Big hats off to them. And, you know, looking forward to it. The main event is a buddy of mine, Austin Dickerson, taking on Mike Duffy. So that will be a heck of a fight. And you know what? I mean, he's my buddy. So, I mean, Austin's got this. No problem. So, Austin, shout out to you. There you go. He tells me I never say anything about him on the radio. So there he goes. That's for him. All right, guys, stick with us because I am going to bring you all about what's coming up next week right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up. Count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back because I'm crossing the lane. Start it up. Just turn it on. Get ready. You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio. And we're back here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Remember, guys, follow us on Twitter at That MMA Show or on Facebook, facebook.com/That MMA Show, because we are so active on social media. Instagram, go follow us there. And you know what? Check out all our stuff because, I mean, I take weird, wacky, crazy photos, you know, just stuff backstage and things like that. So I am all over the place with it. Man, I got to tell you, we ran way over on time today. And I apologize to Kane because, you know, I've been off for a couple weeks and now, man, I got stuff to talk about. So it's all just flowing out. So, all right, guys, next week we are going to continue to bring you more of the best in local, regional, national, and international fighting action. It is going to be fun. That is what we do. I am hoping to next week at least get a little bit of time with some of the guys from Titan because that will, well, you know, it'll be going down that Friday night. Maybe we'll try to get a couple of guys to talk about it after the fights. I'll see what we can do. You know, that Titan Fighting, man, it's just been weird with all the card changes and stuff. But, I mean, I got the poster from the latest this week. So, you know what? Hats off to Jeff Aronson and Lex McMahon. They do a hell of a job. Go check them out at Titan FC on Twitter. They do amazing work. So, guys, I'm going to continue always to bring you the best in local, regional, national, and international fighting action. It's what I do. It's what we love. So, you know, like I said, we'll be talking a little bit about the local MMA that we are going to go see this week at the Battle at the Beach. And I'm going to tweet out a photo. I actually went to weigh-ins yesterday, and I got to see, you know, all the guys up there. They're chilling, doing their thing. And, I mean, man, this is where MMA starts, is in the trenches. And for you guys who don't, you know, don't fight or anything like that, these kids do this for absolutely nothing other than the experience, the glory, and the love of the sport. So, even if you are, you know, if you're the guy just stepping into the UFC like Chris Heatherly did, or you are the guy who's going to fight in, you know, small town Illinois tomorrow, you know, you go out there and you fight your heart out, man. And that's what these kids do. And you see them and give them every opportunity. Go buy a ticket. Go hang out. Go watch them. You know, read about them. See what they got to say, because they're the next generation of the sport. You know, old guys like me who, you know, we've been around it forever. I mean, we're all moving on. So, all right, guys, that is going to do it for this week's show. So, as always, remember, fight clean, fight hard, fight fair, and we'll see you next week right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane. Just turn it on. Get ready. You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.